Imagine if you will. In a horror story, there is no justice. There can't be. Because a story where the evil villain gets their due in the end is too satisfying to the normal, functioning mind. No, in a horror story, the villain gets away after having done some terrible thing, leaving the reader thrilled and horrified, and the villain facing no consequences, being still at large and out there, lurking in the shadows of the mind. This offends the standard sensibility, and leaves a story open-ended and not in a good way, like a severed artery bleeding out. This is the real horror of it. This, dear reader, is one of those stories. Cold, wet, it was a cliched, dark and stormy night in a big city. A few streetlights reflected in the water pooled in the streets, motionless except for the lashing rain and the wind, wailing outside like a cold, hungry, homeless banshee, tearing at the hearts of children hiding in their beds. Our story begins here. It begins with a nurse. Nosocomophobia. This is a little-known word which is said to mean a fear of hospitals. Whether or not this fear is a rational or irrational one, well, dear reader, that will be for you to decide. Before you do, let's take a closer look at the setting of our delightfully dark and deliciously demented tale.